Jones.
Good evening. 6 days into the Trump transition, with the president-elect holed up with his team inside his tower here in Manhattan, there are major signs of strain emerging. First came word of a shakeup at the top of the transition team. Now comes word of a purge, with some insiders being forced out. All of it happening as Donald Trump and his team face a massive task of filling powerful cabinet jobs and preparing to take over the White House and the far-reaching federal government. It's where we begin tonight with NBC's Kristen Welker.
As President-elect Donald Trump huddled inside Trump Tower with Vice President-elect Mike Pence, signs the Trump transition may be in turmoil. Former Congressman Mike Rogers, who had been advising Trump on national security, abruptly announcing his departure. That following Chris Christie's recent exit. But sources telling NBC News, Rogers' departure was a part of a, quote, Stalin-esque purge aimed at ousting Christie and his allies. And sources say multiple fiefdoms have emerged inside Trump Tower, all competing for Trump's ear. Tonight, the new picture of Trump's cabinet emerging. Top Trump loyalist, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, now eyed for Secretary of State. Also in the running, supporter John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. under George W. Bush.
John would be a very good choice.
Is there anybody better?
Maybe me, I don't know.
Giuliani could face questions about potential conflicts of interest. He was paid millions of dollars as a lawyer and consultant for foreign governments, a transition official knocking that down and insisting every candidate will be thoroughly vetted.
I do think that as a matter of course, these processes even out, and it will not seem quite so chaotic in the choices down the road.
But tonight, Democrats still pouncing on Trump's pick of a chief strategist, Steve Bannon, former head of Breitbart, with a following among the alt-right.
This is a man who says, by his very presence, that this is a White House that will embrace bigotry.
Traveling overseas, President Obama didn't weigh in on Trump's administration choices, but warned of the dangers of, quote, crude nationalism. Meanwhile, a senior Trump official tells NBC News Mr. Trump received his first intelligence briefing as president-elect today.